Hey everybody, it's Operation Tango Romeo, the place where healing happens. If you'd like to support this show, remember, like, comment, subscribe, and share like the sugar bear, because sharing is caring. And we're live. Hello, all you beautiful souls. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Operation Tango Romeo, the Trauma Recovery Podcast for veterans, first responders, and their families. Now, this might seem like I'm a bit off topic, but here's why I'm going where I'm going today. A big part of trauma recovery is learning elevated communication skills. And to learn elevated communication skills, the good stuff, first, you need some self-awareness, and through that self-awareness grows situational awareness. Because if you don't know how you're coming across to others and how you're affecting others with your energy, your words, your body language, if you're not aware of that, because you don't even know that you have a harsh body language, then you're not going to be communicating very effectively. This is why I love people like Jessica Vanderhook, who does equine-assisted therapy. With equine-assisted therapy, you can actually see in real time your energy with that horse. That horse reacts directly and with a very sensitive trigger to your energy. So to get the interaction that you desire with this horse, to really have good communication and compliance with this horse, you have to be so careful with your energy field, which, believe it or not, you have one. It's not woo-woo, that's science. Or maybe it's a bit of both. So by controlling your energy field, by being really, really aware of it, you're able to interact with this horse in the way that you want and get compliance and cooperation with that horse. So we translate this to our lives and communicating with others. And man, that could be tough in times of stress. So in times of stress, especially if you have a trauma injury, post-traumatic stress injury or otherwise, in times of stress, it is difficult, very difficult to communicate in a way that is productive. Because when emotion is high, rationale is low. When stress is high, emotion tends to be high. So having that communication from a place of genuine interest, from a place of genuine respect for each other, not as easy as you would think. So right now, I've been feeling a whole lot of anxiety. Reminds me a lot of 9/11. When 9/11 happened, for people younger than myself, you're not going to remember it quite as well. But I was just coming back from my anniversary of my first, or from the honeymoon of my first marriage. And I remember exactly where I was at 9/11. And I also remember the next year after of being on a state of high alert. High alert. And that didn't feel very good because I thought that there was going to be follow-up attacks and everything else. And the hypervigilance was over the top. Very uncomfortable. Didn't like it. Now, with the Israel-Palestine situation right now, not good. And I find myself feeling in a similar way as I did during 9/11. It's not as bad, it's not as pronounced, but I'm noticing it. Sleep patterns are off, dreams are off, hypervigilance is up. Yeah, it's back, and I don't like it. And yeah, Chris, thanks for contributing there. Yeah, COVID-19 did it to me as well, especially in the beginning when all the BS was getting thrown around. It's a 3% mortality rate. Wow, that was a whopper of a lie. But I thought, well, this is it. This is the big one. We're going to really be thinning out the population, and it's going to be a slaughter. And of course, that didn't happen. But that same kind of generalized anxiety didn't feel good. It's hard on the body, and I actually noticed my immune system being depleted with that constant cortisol pumping. The immune system goes down, gets sick more often. So I'm feeling it again. I'm feeling it now because of Israel Hamas. And of course, Ukraine and Russia, which really has a lot of echoes to me of my time in the Croatian Civil War. There's a lot of similarities from my point of view, and the atrocities, just horrific. War is war. And War sucks. If you haven't actually been in one yourself, if you haven't been on the front lines yourself, if you haven't seen firsthand the destruction and the blood, YouTube just doesn't do it. I don't care what you just saw on YouTube. It doesn't do it. You have to actually be there, because there's something about seeing it on a screen that makes it like it's not real, even when it is completely real. But when you see it in person, you tend to have a different perspective. I certainly did anyway. And there's Jen Churchill. Hey, Jen, my friend. So here is how, and it's not always easy, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect at it, because I'm not. I'm not saying I haven't fallen and slipped, because I have. And that's why I know what I'm about to share with you is true. There's a couple of different ways to have the tough conversations if you really, really have to. On the topic of religion and politics, the easiest way to not have conflict, to not have lost tempers, is to stick your head in the sand and ignore it, at least in particular company. So when I was a Freemason years ago, quite some time ago, we had very strict rules that were enforced by the junior warden about religion and politics. We didn't talk about it. The reason we didn't talk about it is because it's just guaranteed to get into a heated argument. Tempers will flare, voices will get raised, and then nobody likes it. Nobody likes to be in that environment. And the whole thing was harmony. Harmony, harmony. So that is not harmonious when there's people yelling at each other and angry and shaking their fist at each other. That's the opposite of harmony. That's chaos, and it's conflict, and it's not good. So today I have a better example. It's my arm wrestling club that, because I'm building a house, I haven't been there much. I miss it a lot. All those people, I just love them so much. But at the arm wrestling club, we have the colors of Bennington there, man. Everybody's there. It's the most inclusive place that you could imagine. And we don't have any written rules on the wall. Nobody signed a charter. It's just because we love each other, we have respect for each other. So it's just natural that when Russia-Ukraine was the center of attention, we have Russians in the club. We have Ukrainians, fresh off the boat Ukrainians, in the club. They don't avoid each other. They don't stay on opposite ends of the club, or there's no tension. They don't scowl at each other. They care about each other, and they arm wrestle, and nobody talks about the Ukraine war, who's good, who's bad, etc. It just doesn't happen, and we don't have to be told. Just we care about each other, and when you care about each other, you don't ruffle feathers. You stick on other topics that work for you. So we have Russians and Ukrainians at the arm wrestling table, not hating each other, quite enjoying each other, and what's happening over there doesn't have to translate to what's happening here in our club. Now, right now, Hamas and Israel, not good. None of it is good. And in our club, we have a Jewish dude, and we have plenty of Arab dudes and people that have lived there, like not people that never left Calgary. You know, we have people that have spent time in the Middle East, or were raised, or were born in the Middle East, and they know the culture. They've lived the culture. And when they're at the club, they're not mad at the Jewish guy who's actually lived in Israel, who's born there. They're not mad at him. We all love each other. And we recognize that what's happening over there isn't happening here in this club. That just because we have our ancestors, we have our background, and we have our roots over there, that's not here. And we don't have the same struggles here. In Canada, there's no equivalent to Hamas and Israel and what's going on there. And for those that say there is an equivalent with our First Nations, I understand where you're coming from. I get it. But no, there's not, because we're not shooting at each other. And at least not very often. There was Oka, and there was Gustafson Lake, which most people don't know about, but I do. So only on very, very rare occasions do we come to blows, do we actually shoot at each other. If you care about somebody, you care about the peace, and you care about your relationship with that person. So what we do at the Arm Wrestling Club is not magic. It's not rocket science. We just care about each other and we support each other. And that's why we're mindful. And we can say what we want on social media. One of the Arab fellas, he's had some anti-Israel posts on Facebook, and they don't bother me because that's his perspective. It's his lived experience, and that's, he's from Lebanon and whatnot. And of course, he's going to have a certain point of view. And I respect that point of view, whether I agree with it or not. And that's the magic right there. It's being the adult. Because if you are truly an adult, and I tell you, anybody over 30 especially really hates it when you point out that they're not being an adult. They hate it, and they'll lash out at you. Take a breath. If you're offended when I tell you, be an adult, then that's not an adult reaction. So you being offended is actually, you're not being one right now if you're all pissy because of what I just said. If you're an adult, it means you're being in your adult ego stage. It doesn't mean you're over the age of 18. It doesn't mean you have a certain amount of life experience. It means you have a certain amount of control over your emotions. That's what it means. Being in your adult ego state, if you understand transactional analysis, which I invite you to watch some YouTube presentations on, through Theremin Trees is the name of the YouTube channel on transactional analysis. It's wonderful stuff. I'm talking about your adult ego state, where you're able to just absorb information, not make a judgment about it one way or another, but just observe and acknowledge that information and try to understand it. And listen to understand instead of listening to argue. Listen to understand instead of listening to rebuke or reply. You're not trying to win anything. You're just trying to understand. If you're trying to win a point, if you're trying to force your point on others, if you're screaming at people because they don't see the world the way that you do, not being an adult. You're not. You're not in your adult ego state. You're in critical parent state or adapted child state, but you are not in your adult ego state. And that's what I am really concerned about. That's why I'm doing this little episode today. Because I'm worried. I am worried that what's happening is going to spill over here. The size of the pro-Hamas protests across Canada are significant. And I've been to one before. Not on purpose. It just sort of happened. I was in Paris, France. And there was one there about 10 years ago. It was a significant one. I'm not sure what spawned it on at that particular time. But I tell you, all the cops that were heavily armed on the sidelines with their quote-unquote assault rifles, what most people would call them. Anyway, rifles, semi-automatic rifles. They were shitting kittens. They were nervous Nellies, let me tell you. Now, I kind of liked the environment. I enjoyed it. And I went and took some selfies with the people and just enjoyed the elevated time that it was, the intensity of it. So I didn't feel that I was in threat. At the same time, I could feel that with all the anger could have spilt out at any second, and then I would have been like, whoa, time to go, grab my wife and make a hasty retreat. You could feel that it could have bubbled over at any second. You could feel it in the air, and the police were definitely feeling it, and they were crapping. They were shitting kittens for this pro-Hamas parade. It was a borderline riot. Like, it was just right on the edge, and you knew it could have exploded at any second. And that's what I'm worried about happening here. I'm very concerned that because people slipping out of their adult ego states go into outrage. And when you're in outrage, you don't think straight. You don't think about the consequences. You always believe you're justified, and bad things happen. I don't want that to happen, which is why this is what I'm doing today. This is why I'm having this conversation. And if anybody wants to join me for a conversation, just throw it in the comments there. I don't know if I can bring you on. I probably can't. So one of the tools, if you absolutely have to have the conversation, I talked about avoidance out of respect. But if you absolutely have to have the conversation with somebody, there's the first step is to agree on the rules of the road. probably the biggest rule is to agree on definitions. Calmly. Don't raise your voice. Don't use insults. Don't just be respectful to each other. And understand that you can disagree, that respect isn't a sign of agreement, or it's not a respecting the other side isn't a sign that you agree with them. Okay? So agree on definitions. Agree on that first. And if it comes up and somebody says a word and you don't know what it means to them, like that famous clip right now that's going viral with Pierre Poilievre and the apple, and he says, what do you mean by that? What's a populist? And unfortunately, the guy doing the interview didn't have any idea what he was asking. He says, well, what about these populist views? What do you mean populist? What does that mean to you? How can I answer your question honestly if I don't know what you are asking? And how can you ask a genuine question if you don't know the definition of the word that you're asking? You don't even know what you're asking. How can I reply honestly if you don't even know what you're asking? So agree on definitions and do so calmly and respectfully. Stick with the facts. And facts aren't what you see on the news. If you see something on the news and you're using that as a fact, as close as you can get to being confident that it's accurate is, well, from what I saw on CTV, this is what I believe is true. So you cite the source and you leave that room of error with that statement. From what I saw on CTV, if it's accurate, this is what I believe is true. Now the other person knows where you're coming from, where you got your information, why you have formed the views that you have, and at least has the opportunity to have a decent reply and to talk about it. And like, why do you believe CTV is a reliable source? Do you believe that there is no room for bias there whatsoever? So talk about that a little bit. And if they go, nope, CTV is 100% unbiased and 100% reliable, and they never, ever, ever get it wrong, you might want to end the conversation right there, if that's the response. Because there's no wiggle room, really, other than this is what I saw in the news. Anyway, I hope that helps. I invite you to look at transactional analysis so that you understand adult ego state, which is not always easy, but it's essential. If you're going to have a respectful conversation and a productive conversation, if you're going to truly understand what somebody else is going through, you have to be in your adult ego state to do it. If you are listening to respond instead of listening to reply, you're not in your adult ego state. You're not being a grown-up. You're not being respectful. You're trying to win. You're trying to win. You're trying to impose your ego on somebody else. So please look up transactional analysis so we can understand the adult ego state. And one of my favorite tools of all time is Graham's Hierarchy of Arguments. Graham's Hierarchy of Arguments. It shows you the bottom of the pyramid. The worst way to make your point is to call people names. Then up a little bit is talking about their credibility. Well, where's your degree? Where's your PhD? That's a real low-grade response. And then above that is their character. Well, why should I listen to you? Because you did this thing over here that wasn't very good. So, you know, why would I listen to you? Because you're a bit of a dick. That's somewhere in the middle. And if you go all the way up to the top of the pyramid, it just sticks with the central point. You're not trying to insult anybody. You're not trying to tear somebody's down. You're not attacking their character, which is an ad hominem attack. You're not doing any of that silliness. You're not being a child. You're not being a grade six child, attacking character, attacking credentials. If you're doing that, you're not in your adult state. You might be over 18, but I can promise you are not an adult. You're not a grown-up. If your argument is attacking character, if your argument is attacking credentials, you're not in a real conversation. You're just in a fight. And nobody wins in these fights. It's not the UFC. It's not the UFC. Everybody loses in a fight. But everybody wins in a genuine conversation. and it can't be genuine without respect. It cannot. Everybody, thanks for listening. If you believe, like I do, that what I've just shared is incredibly important, then please share. Share, share like the sugar bear, because sharing is caring. And I think the whole world needs to hear this right now. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, everybody, it's Operation Tango Romeo, the place where healing happens. If you'd like to support this show, remember, like, comment, subscribe, and share, share like the sugar bear, because sharing is caring.